You're listening to the Table Talk podcast, brought to you by the team at Food Matters Live. Welcome to Table Talk. These podcasts showcase the visionaries of the food industry, digging deep into the latest innovations and questioning everything we think we know about food. I'm Stefan Gates. I'm a food science writer, I'm a TV presenter, and I'm a gastronaut. Today's episode continues our series of conversations taking us inside food science by focusing on micronutrients, and this edition has been made in partnership with Stern Vitamin. For decades, medical scientists and the food industry have studied this ultra-microscopic world of vitamins, trace elements, amino acids, essential fatty acids, trying to understand the crucial role they play in our nutrition and health. Today, they're a boom area for the food, drink and supplement industry. So how should we approach the lifelong task of getting the right micronutrients into our diet? And how can the food industry develop products to help? To discuss this, I'm joined by Dr. Christina Mesh, Product Manager for Stern Vitamin. Welcome, Christina.
Hi, Stefan. Great to be here.
Oh, it's fantastic to have you. Now, I mean, the world of micronutrients is absolutely fascinating, particularly because of the huge effect they have on our bodies. But what about you? When were you first captivated by this microscopic world?
Well, I can absolutely understand your fascination, and I think I have to go back a few years to when I was studying nutrition science. So I can remember in the first semesters when we learned about the physical and also biochemical processes in the body, and we came across micronutrients all the time because they are involved in so many metabolic processes as so-called coenzymes. And well, that fascinated me even back then. And then there came the time when I did my PhD, and I would say this time I was completely captivated on this subject. There I investigated the importance of omega-3 fatty acids for infant development in human study, and we found out that consuming omega-3 fatty acids in form of a fish mesh in infancy could have a positive influence on the development of visual acuity. And, well, this fascinated me.
And just a little bit about you to begin with. Let's start off with an odd little question. It's a personal one. What should you always have in your own fridge? What's never missing from your fridge?
So I would say my fridge should never be without a good cheese, because personally, I like a spicy cheese that you can enjoy with a glass of wine.
Excellent. I love it. Do you know what? I'm exactly the same. My fridge is, well, it's not just a piece. It's actually crammed with cheese. But so there you go. Okay. Yes. Now, tell us a little bit about your role at Stern Vitamin.
Sure. So first, I would like to introduce Stern Vitamin a little bit. So our core business is the development of vitamin and mineral premixes to fortify products of global food, beverage and supplement industry. And our micronutrient blends are designed to meet health and lifestyle trends, and they are tailored to customers' product parameters and manufacturing processes. We do not only use vitamins and minerals in our premixes, but also amino acids and fatty acids like omega-3 fatty acids and also functional plant extracts. In my position as product manager, I focus on identifying trends, market development, also consumer insights and new scientific developments. And I oversee our product portfolio, especially on the expansion side. And one of my key tasks is to develop product concepts with micronutrients to show our existing but also potential customers that we are familiar with the current trends. And very important, of course, that micronutrients work in the different applications. These concepts shall, of course, inspire our customers and help them during their product development process.
Now, when we're talking about micronutrients, I'd like to find out a little bit more about what they can do for us as we age, because, of course, globally, we're an aging population. So what does healthy aging mean to you, and what factors are influencing healthy aging?
So personally, I think healthy aging describes a lifelong process to maintain or improve physical and mental health, and of course, the quality of life. So this means that you should not start when you are old to do something for your health, but should start at a younger age. So if we look at the definitions of the WHO, for example, or also EU studies on healthy aging, they mainly focus on well-being in old age, which is, in my opinion, a too narrow perspective. So, and there are, several factors that influence healthy aging. These include genetics, the social environment, and personal characteristics, such as socioeconomic status. And environments have, in particular, an important influence on the development and maintenance of healthy behaviors, and then, of course, on healthy aging. And in general, it is possible to reduce the risk of diseases and also improve physical and mental capacity when you maintain healthy behavior throughout life. So this means, in particular, eating a balanced diet, engage in regular physical activity, and also refrain from alcohol and tobacco use. Well, and we're talking about micronutrients today, and in the end, getting the right micronutrients throughout life is very important for healthy aging.
So can you explain a little bit more about what the role of nutrition is in healthy aging?
Well, nutrition plays a vital role in healthy aging. So maybe you've heard of the so-called blue zones. Studies have shown that population groups in Italy, also Costa Rica, California, and Japan have longer life expectancy and lower rates of age-related diseases compared to other countries. And despite the different ethnic and also socioeconomic backgrounds, people living in these blue zones share some common lifestyle characteristics. For example, a diet rich in plant-based foods and low in meat. And there are several studies that have shown that a diet rich in plant-based foods, also fish or olive oil, but low in whole fat dairy products, was associated with a lower cardiovascular risk or all-cause mortality. And we see that also meta-analyses have shown that there are some key food groups that are associated with longevity, with better cardiometabolic and also cognitive health. And these include fruits, vegetables, fish, whole grains, legumes, and potatoes.
I just want to break into this conversation with Christina to tell you about an event where the latest on micronutrients is bound to feature. Food Matters Live is on the 16th and 17th of November, so do join us online for our Future of Health and Nutrition webcasts. They'll provide you with the latest nutrition research, innovations and ideas. Check out the website for more information at foodmatterslive.com. Now back to the conversation with Christina. Now, throughout history, there have been loads of kind of eureka moments when people have discovered the profound effects on us of vitamins or of essential amino acids. Now, micronutrients are important in all of our lives, but why is a good supply of them so important in old age?
That's an interesting point. So in general, older people and especially nursing home residents are particularly vulnerable to malnutrition. There are risk factors like, for example, loss of taste, smell, and appetite, also oral problems and disorders such as gastrointestinal issues. In addition, for example, a lack of knowledge about food, also cooking and nutrition, poverty, loneliness, all these factors contribute to malnutrition. And we know that vitamin and mineral deficiencies are common in older people. So some years ago, maybe you've heard of this study. A study estimated that 35% of those aged 50 plus in Europe, the US and Canada have a demonstrable deficiency of one or more micronutrients. And critical micronutrients are, for example, vitamins A, C, D, E, several B vitamins, like for example, vitamin B12, also iron, magnesium and zinc. And there's growing evidence that less than optimal blood levels of micronutrients are associated with several and different diseases. So, for example, cardiovascular disease, but also poor bone health and an impaired immune system. So all conditions that are common in older people. And it is also important to note here that several medications can reduce absorption of certain vitamins and minerals. So, for example, iron, folic acid or vitamin K, and in addition, also certain body functions decrease during aging. So that also reduces, in the end, the absorption of certain micronutrients. So, for example, the decline in gastric acid secretion that occurs with increasing age can make it difficult to absorb food-bound vitamin B12 in meat, for example. Mm-hmm. So for all these reasons I mentioned, it is crucial that older people get an adequate supply of critical vitamins and minerals to support healthy aging.
Mm-hmm. What about COVID-19? We all know that COVID-19 has reinforced the importance of having a healthy immune system. And you mentioned certain body functions are affected by aging. What does this mean for the immune system in particular?
Well, as we get older, our immune systems age. So older people typically lose lymphoid tissue where immune cells mature, for example, and we find lymphoid tissue, for example, in the thymus. And besides that, we know that older people produce less immune cells and experience at the same time changes to skin and mucous membranes, which should usually act as the body's first decline of defense against pathogens. And they also have a decreased response to vaccination due to impairment of long-term immune memory. In addition, there is a slight age-dependent increase in inflammatory mediators in the blood, which is called inflammaging. And this leads, in the end, also to less antibody production. Vitamins and minerals also play an important role here. So, for example, the synthesis of vitamin D by the skin is about 75% slower in people aged 65 plus than in younger adults. And studies have shown that vitamin D deficiency is linked to increased risk of viral acute respiratory infection. And so in the end, the combination of an impaired immune system and vitamin and mineral deficiency leads to a higher risk of infections in older people. And we see that studies have shown that an appropriate micronutrient intervention could optimize the immune responses in older adults that lead to improved resistance to chronic and infectious diseases then.
Now, I believe that at Stern Vitamin, you've created an immune health concept for elderly people. What does that mean and what does it include?
Yes, we have developed a powder supplement concept that is called Stern Defense Seniors. And this concept supports the immune system with essential micronutrients, means vitamins A, C, D, E, lots of B vitamins, zinc, magnesium, and selenium to counteract age-related immune system decline and also micronutrient deficiencies. We also added sea buckthorn and lycopene to the product concept as they protect cells from oxidative stress. And we also put green tea extract in the concept, which enhances immune cell function and has anti-inflammatory effects.
And apart from food supplements, which product categories are interesting for the food industry to be fortified with micronutrients for that target group, the seniors?
I would say interesting categories for fortification can be juices and nectars, also dairy products, maybe plant-based drinks, bread, of course, or other baked products.
You've mentioned different product categories. What about the challenges in the development of premixes for those various products?
Yes, well, there are lots of challenges. So in general, vitamins and minerals are sensitive to different factors like light, oxygen, heat, or humidity. And vitamins are more sensitive to stress factors than minerals. This means that vitamins can easier lose some activity in the product, in the final product. So losses in activity can be compensated by adding overages, which means we add higher vitamin levels than what is required on the label of the final product. And minerals are less sensitive than vitamins, but they can have an impact on the sensory properties of the final product. However, minerals come in various forms or compounds, so we select the ones that we consider the best for each application. So in the end, for my R&D colleagues, it is necessary to know from our customers how the final products are produced. So they ask questions like, are there any heat treatment steps? What is the pH value of the product? And as an example, for dairy products, it is important to consider natural contents of micronutrients to avoid overdosing in the final product.
I just want to butt in again to point towards another edition of Table Talk that you might really enjoy. What's next for nutraceuticals, where we looked at product development, the market and new opportunities in this sector with a great panel of speakers. Check out the website to find this episode and to explore the whole Table Talk archive. There's a huge amount on there at foodmatterslive.com. Right, back to Christina. So just coming back to our sort of headline topic of healthy aging, we've called this podcast the lifelong task of getting the right micronutrients. Why is it a lifelong task?
Well, every life phase has its challenges, and this is also for nutrition. So micronutrients play an important role at every step, from family planning to birth, growth, learning, coping with stress, and until old age. And here comes the fascination again. So they are involved in over 100,000 metabolic processes. And the right supply of micronutrients and the right balance is therefore crucial during the entire life. And maybe you have heard of the first 1,000 days of a child's life, including pregnancy. And here, nutrition forms the basis for lifelong health into old age. And during this time, the fetus and infant need to get an optimal supply of all important macro and micronutrients for an adequate development. And coming back to vitamin D, for example, studies have shown that vitamin D deficiency during pregnancy may be linked with dental caries and respiratory problems, infections in childhood. So, and then we have the phase of a child's development through the end of puberty, which is related to increasing cognitive challenges, also growth, of course, and defense against infections. So during this phase, there is growing need for further micronutrients like B vitamins and vitamins A, C, D, E. And then we have the period up to the age of 30, where calcium, phosphate, and vitamins like C, D, K, also some B vitamins, play a key role in building peak bone mass. So what's the peak bone mass? It is the maximum amount of bone a person has during their life. So regarding the risk of osteoporosis in advanced age, and especially in women, it is crucial to avoid a deficiency in childhood through to young adulthood. And coming to adulthood, staying healthy into old age has a lot to do with a healthy diet, as we've already heard. So an adequate supply, for example, of antioxidative micronutrients may protect against chronic diseases in old age. So put it in a nutshell, prevention is the buzzword here, as the right diet with an adequate supply of micronutrients from pregnancy to old age is one of the keys for healthy aging.
And I'm interested in your own personal approach to this, because I know that we don't always follow our own best advice. What do you do to make sure that you're aging healthily?
Well, as a nutrition scientist, you get in touch with all the facts and recommendations that support healthy aging. And as you pointed out, it is not always easy to follow the recommendations, also for me. So I try to eat fiber-rich foods because there are studies that suggest that a healthy gut microbiota contributes to healthy aging. And I try to rarely eat meat, but lots of vegetables and foods that contain polyphenols, such as blueberries, as they have anti-inflammatory and also antioxidative properties. And I take a vitamin D and K supplement, as I'm vitamin D deficient, like I think so many people in Germany.
Okay. So thinking about health in terms of a sort of a holistic approach is a very hot topic right now. We've done lots of editions of the podcast where it's cropped up in everything from the plant-based revolution to careers in food science. What does this holistic health trend mean for healthy aging?
Good question. So the holistic health trend describes that consumers now recognize that all aspects of physical and cognitive health are interlinked. For healthy aging means holistic health is very important, as mental and physical health get more and more impaired in older age. So creating product solutions that address both needs is very promising, in my opinion, as consumers will search for products that provide benefits for both aspects.
Okay. So just lastly, can you tell us a little bit about the market as a whole? Are there already fortified products out there that address holistic health with a focus on healthy aging?
So currently, you can mainly find food supplements on the market that address both trends in one product. For example, multivitamin and mineral supplements that target a special age, for example, 50 plus, and address physical and mental health like heart health, immune health, and cognitive health. Another product category that focuses on holistic benefits is soft drinks, especially in the sports drinks category. There are products that target the immune system as well as mental health, for example. So overall, there are currently not many products on the market. And in my opinion, this is now an opportunity for the food industry to develop and offer such products, especially, of course, with the appropriate micronutrients.
Well, that's absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much, Christina. That's a vast amount of information downloaded in a short amount of time. So thank you so much for joining us. So you've been listening to Dr. Christina Mesh. I'm feeling younger already right here. You've been listening to the Table Talk podcast brought to you by Food Matters Live. And this edition was in partnership with Stern Vitamin. If you enjoyed this episode, you might like one of our other podcasts in which we explore pretty much every aspect of the food industry, from food security to editions with disruptors like Josh Tetrick. Recent highlights include the truth about protein nutrition and the government's obesity strategy. Follow to get every episode freshly delivered to you on Apple, Spotify, Google, or your preferred podcasting platform. And to find out more, take a look at foodmatterslive.com. Thank you so much for listening.